Good morning, Lena here with Morning Minutes, starting a new teaching, episode 32 in our walk through the book of James. Today, the section of scripture is James chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. I'm going to go ahead and read it for you. So here we go. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Powerful verses here. We're talking about this test of worldliness and desires. Yesterday we talked about the desires that we have and how God wants to transform them so that we don't have this fighting in our lives constantly with the Lord and with others. Today I've titled the teaching, Why Don't I See My Prayers Answered? Hey, you might be a person who, like last time we talked about, you do not have because you do not ask. So if you're like, well, good, I haven't asked. Now I'm going to start asking the Lord and let's see what happens. But maybe you're listening and you're like, man, I have been praying for ages and I cannot see God do anything in my life. And I urge you to consider this, what James is saying, that perhaps your prayers are unanswered. By the way, that is point number one. Your prayers are unanswered because you ask with wrong motives. What is your motive when you ask? In verse 3, he says, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You come to God with your own passions. You don't want to change your desires. You want him to do whatever you want him to do. And you're like, God, I'm waiting. And you've disappointed me if you don't do him. So you think he's like the Santa Claus waiting to give you what you ask for as if you know best. I've been there. I've done that. And listen, it doesn't work. If he gives you what you desire, you're not even happy with it. Because ultimately what he wants to wire us is to desire what he wants for our life. In fact, here's a sub point to consider. You ask for what you want and not what God desires for you. That's what it means to ask for wrong motives. So you come to God with an agenda rather than grabbing onto his agenda for your life. And that's tough, man. That is why you're dissatisfied in your life. So you're constantly asking for self-comfort and pleasure. You're not kingdom-minded. You're focused on earthly things. And you got to ask yourself, God, are my motives pure before you? Are they right? Am I asking things that are pleasing to you? So your prayers may be unanswered because you're asking with the wrong motives. Number two, your prayers are unanswered because you're not living purely. Maybe you're not living purely. And I am going to go there because James goes there. Not because I want to give you a lecture on living purely and separate from this world. But James brings it up in verse 4. He says, you adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Now, what's he talking about here? Let me read you 1 John chapter 2, if you don't mind. I've read them before, verses 15 through 17. John writes these words, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world. Now you say, well, what is in the world? Let's explain that. I mean, is he talking about like movies? Or is he talking about money? Or is he talking about sex? Well, maybe all those things. So listen to what he says. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride and possessions is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. So there's two ways to live. For the desires of the world or for the will of the Father. And when your prayers are unanswered, perhaps it's because you've been giving your all to desires of the flesh, desires of the eyes, and the pride and possessions. I cannot judge you in that. You have to consider before God, God, am I living for your will or am I trying to build my own empire here in this world? If you're living in the West, this is particularly difficult, although I would say this is a human thing. I grew up in Lebanon. I've traveled all over the world and the heart wants what it wants. And listen, it's never satisfied. C.S. Lewis was the one who says we are far too easily satisfied, fooling around with sex and ambition and things that we think are going to make us happy, when in light of eternity, really, we haven't begun to scratch the surface. Now I'm deviating from C.S. Lewis, but you get the point of that analogy. Or I'll have to post it on social media or something for you to read it. So spiritual adultery is a serious matter. Spiritual adultery, meaning cheating on God. You call yourself a Christian, but you're living for the flesh. That's spiritual adultery. Like, you call yourself a child of God, but you're living like you're sleeping with the world. Really, this is what he's saying in these verses. That's why he says, you adulterous people. And spiritual adultery is more common than you think. Look around you in the church. Plenty of people who are committing spiritual adultery on God. How many of us have done that and been there? And lastly, spiritual adultery requires separation. It requires separation. So point number three, and I'll end with this. Your prayers are unanswered and you must resolve to change. Look, I cannot change for you. Your mom can't change you. Your pastor can't change you. Your boss can't change you. The Bible says here in verse 4, therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Only you can make these decisions. The Spirit of God can stir you, convict you, speak to you. Maybe today he's using me to speak to you, but I'm telling you, only you can make the resolve to change and live in a way that is pleasing to God with right motives, in a way that is pure and unstained from this world. Remember, by the way, James chapter 1, the last verse, to keep ourselves unstained from the world, that is true religion. So are your prayers unanswered because you're asking with wrong motives? Are they unanswered because you're not living purely? Or are they unanswered because you just haven't resolved to change? Perhaps today is the day where you'll say, God, I want to change no matter what. I want to live in a way that is pleasing to you. Hey, what needs to go in your life if that's the case? What needs to change? What needs to stay? Well, only you can answer that. Take some time with God. Ask him these questions. Remember, you're a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. He is for you and wants to help you become more like him. So let's live in a way that is victorious today. Let's be friends of God. Let's refuse spiritual adultery. And let's see ourselves again together tomorrow. Have a great day.